Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a lab for a drop with Jungle Swing. We're aiming for that sweet spot between a DJ tool and a proper drum and bass roller. Functional, hard-hitting, and tight enough to mix, but with enough broken rhythm to feel alive. Today, think less about writing a huge song and more about designing a drop section that can loop cleanly, move a dance floor, and leave space for a DJ to work with it. That means a strong drum identity, a sub that locks in with the groove, a gritty mid bass for attitude, and arrangement choices that stay disciplined. First, set your session up at around 172 BPM. That's a great classic DNB and jungle tempo, and it gives you enough speed for energy without making the pocket feel too rushed. Create tracks for your break layer, your kick and snare support, sub bass, mid bass, and a simple effects or atmosphere track. Group the drums into a drum bus so you can process them together later. Turn on the metronome and loop a 16-bar section so you can hear the groove develop in real time. Now let's build the foundation, the drums. For Jungle Swing, the best starting point is usually a breakbeat. You can drag in a break sample and warp it, or slice it into a drum rack for more control. If you're using a loop, Ableton's Beats Warp mode is often the most natural choice for drums, because it keeps the transients punchy. If you want more hands-on control, slice the break to a new MIDI track and build the rhythm from the individual hits. As you sequence the break, keep the snare feeling strong on 2 and 4, but don't make everything too clean. Jungle energy comes from those ghost notes, little off-grid hits, tiny kicks, and shuffled hat details that make the break feel human. Leave some holes too. The groove needs breathing room for the bass to answer back. This is where the jungle swing really starts to matter. Open the groove pool and try a subtle 16th swing or an MPC-style groove. You can also extract groove from a break if you want something more organic. Aim for a swing amount around 55 to 58%, but keep it subtle. We're not trying to turn this into a lopsided shuffle. We want movement, bounce, and a slightly behind-the-beat feel. If you want it to sound more authentic, manually nudge some ghost notes a little late, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds, and vary velocities, so the pattern doesn't feel machine perfect. A good teacher trick here is to listen at low volume. If the groove still works when the track is quiet, that's usually a sign the pocket is strong. If it only feels exciting when it's loud, then the rhythm may be relying too much on impact and not enough on actual flow. Next, add a supporting kick and snare layer. Even if your break is doing most of the work, a solid kick and snare can give the drop more punch and help anchor the phrase. A simple DNB support pattern might have a kick on the 1, a strong snare on 2 and 4, and maybe a small extra kick before the snare for lift. You can also add a ghost snare or rim shot near the end of a bar to create a little tension before the loop turns over. Use a drum rack or simpler for your drum hits and process them with EQ8, saturator, or drum bus if you need more body and presence. The key is to support the break, not fight it. Think of this as reinforcement, not competition. Now for the foundation of the whole drop, the sub bass. In drum and bass, if the sub isn't disciplined, everything else starts to blur. Load up operator or wave eatable and start with a very pure sound, like a sine wave or a smooth triangle-like tone. Keep it mono and simple. Don't widen the sub, and don't over-distort it. If you want it to move, shape the note lengths or add subtle glide between select notes. When writing the bass line, leave space for the drums. A strong jungle or DNB bass line usually answers the break rather than sitting on top of it all the time. Try following the root notes of the drop, emphasizing off beats, and letting the bass phrase breathe between snare hits. The best bass lines in this style often feel like a conversation with the drums. Once the sub is in place, sidechain or duck it against the drums so the kick and snare can speak clearly. A compressor with sidechain enabled is the simplest approach. Feed it from the kick or drum bus, set a fast attack, a medium release, and aim for just a few dB of gain reduction. You want the bass to get out of the way, not vanish completely. If it feels too hollow, reduce the amount of ducking or shorten the release time. Now add your mid-bass layer. This is where you get the grit, the attitude, and the character that helps the drop translate on smaller systems. Use something like wave-eatable, operator, or analog with a waveform that has some edge, such as a saw or square. Then shape it with a filter and a bit of saturation. You can add roar, overdrive, or saturator for extra bite, but keep the sub clean and let the dirt live in the upper bass range. A good mid-bass chain might be wave-eatable into auto-filter, then saturator, EQ8, and maybe roar or overdrive. Program the mid-bass so it mirrors the sub rhythm, but don't crowd the drums. Add just enough rhythmic accent to make the groove feel aggressive and alive. If you automate the filter cutoff over an 8-bar phrase, you can create movement without changing the whole idea. At this point, group your drum tracks and process the drum bus. This is where you glue the elements together. Start with EQA to cut unnecessary rumble and clean up mud in the low mids. Then add glue compressor for a little bit of cohesion. Not heavy pumping. A couple of dB of gain reduction is enough. After that, saturator or drum bus can add density and a bit of crunch, but be careful not to overdo the low end. If needed, use utility to keep the low frequencies centered and mono. Now think about arrangement. Since this is a DJ tool style drop, the structure should be easy to mix and phrase match. A good 16-bar layout might establish the groove in the first 4 bars. Add a small variation in bars 5 through 8, introduce a fill or new break slice in bars 9 through 12, and then give you a final variation or a turnaround in bars 13 through 16. The changes should be small and controlled. One extra snare hit, a slight bass rhythm change, a filter move, or one beat dropout is often enough. That restraint is part of what makes the loop useful for DJs. If every bar is full of dramatic changes, the section stops being a tool and starts becoming a distraction. So keep the core idea steady, and use small shifts to keep the energy moving. Add a few transition effects, but only the ones that actually help the phrase. A reverse snare into the drop, a short noise riser into bar 16, a little echo throw, or a filtered sweep can all work well. Hybrid reverb, echo, auto filter, and utility are all useful stock tools here. Just remember, the FX should support the groove, not cover it up. To make the whole thing feel more jungle, focus on break edits, ghost notes, shuffled hats, and tiny imperfections in timing. Jungle is powerful, because it feels like the drums are talking to each other. The break can lead, the snare can anchor the phrase, the bass can answer after the snare, and percussion can fill the gaps. That conversation is the heart of the style. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't overquantize the break, because that kills the human push and pull. Don't pack too much bass under the drums, because it will turn the drop muddy. Don't distort the sub into a stereo mess. Keep the low end disciplined, and don't add too many fills. A DJ tool needs restraint and clarity. Also, never let the snare get weak, because in drum and bass the snare is a major anchor for the whole groove. If you want a darker, heavier result, lean into contrast. Keep the sub pure, make the mid bass dirty, and let the drum stay dry and punchy. Use controlled distortion on the mid layer or drum bus, not everywhere at once. Automate filter movement across 4 or 8 bars to create tension. And don't be afraid of negative space. Often the heaviest drop is the one that leaves the most room for the snare crack and the sub note to hit. Here is a useful exercise. Build an 8-bar DJ tool drop at 172 BPM with one break layer, one kick and snare support layer, one sub bass, one mid bass texture, and one effects transition into the first bar. Add one variation at bar 5. No full lead, no chords, no extra clutter. Then make 2 versions, one minimal and mix friendly, and one darker and more aggressive. Compare them and ask yourself which one works better as a DJ tool, which one has more jungle swing, and which one leaves more space for mixing. If you want to push further, try making 3 versions of the same idea. One clean and minimal, one darker and rougher, and one more shuffled and broken. That's a great way to train your ear for how groove, density, and swing change the character of a drop without changing the core idea. So to recap, the formula is simple but powerful. Set the tempo around 170 to 174 BPM. Build your groove from a breakbeat or sliced break. Apply subtle swing. Support it with a tight kick and snare layer. Keep the sub clean and mono. Add a gritty mid bass for attitude. Glue the drums with bus processing and arrange everything like a DJ tool, functional, loopable, and easy to mix. If you get the pocket right, you don't need a huge number of elements. The drop will feel alive because the drums, bass, and space are all working together. That's the real jungle swing vibe. Pressure, groove, and just enough chaos to keep the floor moving.